Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
In a couple of minutes here, we'll be talking to our special guest this week, Lon Strickler. He's a Fortean researcher. Been doing it for quite a few years. Lots of interesting things to talk about. But our special guest co-host, Tim Swartz, and I want to talk about last week, where we had Preston Dennett, author of a book called Symmetry, about the contact story of Dolly Safran. Now, Preston's a pretty good guy. He's serious. He means what he says. But sometimes you worry that maybe he's a little too accepting of suspicious claims. Before I give you my opinions, Tim, what did you think about Dolly?
Well, okay, let me say about Preston first is that, you know, I've always been impressed with the way that Preston does his research and, vets his information. So I'll just say that, and I think that the book that he wrote about Dolly was very well written. Now, I know that the things that she said, really nothing new. You've been in this, as I have, for all this time. I mean, you've heard the same kind of story over and over and over again. So my speculation is that she has probably had real experiences. Now, what those experiences are, you know, that's why we're in this. You know, that's why we're trying to find out. But, you know, I think as some people have said, there's more to this than just her having, her and others having mental difficulties. You know, there's a lot more to it. It's almost as if there is a template that these people undergo with these experiences. One aspect is the apocalyptic visions or tales that they are given by, you know, whatever these intelligences are that they come in contact with. And I always caution people that, time again, we've been shown that these things are basically liars. The stories that they tell usually can't be verified. It used to be back in the contactee days, they claimed to come from Venus and Mars and all these other places. Well, now that we've sent probes to these planets, they, as far as we can tell, they don't contain any kind of humanoid types of life. Well, now these things claim, to be coming from Zeta Reticuli or, the Orion Belt. And as time goes by, I think, it's going to go further and further out. But again, I think that these people are having some kind of actual experience. But the stuff that they're being told, you really have to take it all with a grain of salt.
I would agree also. I would think here that what makes them suspicious, although I don't disagree about maybe she had some kind of experiences, is that they never convey any advanced knowledge and sometimes ignorance. So she starts talking about Zeta Reticuli, and she doesn't understand it's not a planet, it's a binary star system. And so she dropped that and went to Orion. And, of course, Orion is a constellation. It's multiple stars, not just one. And then we have to say, okay, do any of those stars have planets, and can those planets support life as we know it? And possibly they can, but she didn't seem to grasp that distinction. So again, it's also displaying knowledge that indicates that you're getting something from advanced beings. And as you say, the advanced beings kind of send them on a wild goose chase. Now, the other story she was telling us about the horrors of fluoride. Now, there are arguments that people make about fluoride. One was years ago, you get mottled teeth, another one possible deformed babies, things like that. Things that maybe science doesn't accept anymore, but there are people who feel that there are scientists who do express concerns, suspicions about fluoride. Except her concern was that you will lose your ability to sense things. You lose your ability to extrasensory perception.
Right, that somehow it affects your pineal gland. So, but you know, people have been taking fluoride for, gosh, what, since the 40s, I think. It's been started put in municipal water supplies, and you know, so far we're still here.
Well, in a manner of speaking, I guess that's true. We are still here. Also, Dolly has a YouTube channel that I got to look at. She has, what, a few videos there of alleged UFOs. Now, let's frame this. She says she's a hybrid person, which is part alien, part human.
Right.
She says that she can co-pilot or pilot a flying saucer with mental telepathy. Okay, you know, that might be possible. That's not outside the realm of science fiction or possibility. Now, even mental waves, you never know. However, she can't bring the things close enough to take a real picture. So you see little tiny faint flashes of light. One was clearly the blinking lights of an airplane. I don't see anything there that was worth taking seriously in terms of this alleged set of UFO photos. Now, if she's so up close and personal with ET, where is the evidence to prove it? And that's the problem. Now, there's one more thing I wanted to talk about before we get to Lon. And Lon, maybe you have some comments to make, and we welcome you interrupting at any time. And that is, she's talked about an incident, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, occurred when she was around 14 years of age. And she comes back to Earth wearing someone else's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Did that issue raise any flags for you?
Well, not really, because like Preston said, I mean, I've heard this story before from, you know, other sources that, you know, they'll come back and either their own clothes will be, you know, like on backwards or inside out, or they'll end up with, you know, piece, you know, like a shirt or pants, you know, that wasn't theirs to begin with. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's with a lot of this, you know, a lot of the stuff that she said, you know, I've heard it before.
Well, some feel, and it may be true in some cases, that some people who claim to have abductions have actually had some kind of abuse episode,
Right. Which
is couched in the language of an abduction because they don't want to admit what really happened. And coming back in someone else's clothing or the clothing being backwards, well, that means they were disrobed at one particular point in time.
Right.
And you wonder. I don't know. I don't know anything about her personally other than what she tells us, what is written about her in the book. I don't want to accuse her of anything. I will agree with one possibility here with a lot of these people. Something's happening to them. It's not what they tell you, but something's happening and maybe they just don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely a fascinating story, and I hope that as time goes by that we get updates from Preston about this. You know, it's, you know, so many of these types of cases, you know, you get the initial stories, you know, maybe a book, and then that's it. They just kind of fall off the face of the earth, and you never hear anything new from them ever again.
Well, I would hope also that if there are some specialists or mental health therapists who have worked with abductees, would talk with her and see if they can give us some kind of idea about what she's undergone. That's all. I really want to know. She's a very nice person, and I wish her well. And I hope we find out what really happened to her, but I don't think that was it. Lon, in our next segment, I'm going to ask you quickly if you have any impression about such cases, but I know you're more interested in telling us a lot about your work, I'm sure. Lon Strickler will be joining us in our next segment. Our special guest co-host is Tim Swartz I'm Gene Steinberg, and what that means is you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So on this week's episode of the Paracast, Tim Schwartz and I are going to talk to Lon Strickler. Lon, as a Fortean, do you get involved in UFO cases much?
Occasionally. It's more on the alien extraterrestrial side as opposed to the nuts and bolts craft. But people that are on the team I'm with, a lot of other people take care of a lot of those cases. So I have taken the task of investigating some UFOs in the past.
Something like Gali Safran. Are you familiar with that type of case?
I don't even know the case, to be honest with you.
By any impression or from what we said?
Well, I agree with you in one respect that, and you can go back as far as the Betty and Barney Hill abduction case where they were talking about certain areas of where these beings had come from. And like you said, it's usually a star system, but constellation, you know, it's not really a specific location that you can hang your hat on. I mean, if they had a planet within that system and can name the planet and the actual location, then they may have something to go with. But beyond that, I'm not really sure what it is. Fortunately, I haven't had many experiencers tell me specific locations like that.
Yes, that is a problem right there. And I sometimes think it's because, number one, either they're being told that, as we raised, or they're trying to tell a story, but they don't have the knowledge, the basics of astronomy, to understand the distinction. Of course, when George Adamski told us how he flew around the moon and what he saw had nothing to do with the moon, you still wonder what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's not unusual for experiencers to embellish on their experience. You know, they state for the most part that this is something that they've been told, but you would believe that if it's such an advanced civilization, advanced beings, they would have more specific knowledge as to where they're coming from. And if they were going to relay that information, they would actually tell the experiencer exactly where it was, you know, where their location was.
And again, the concern I have here is they never reveal any evidence of advanced scientific knowledge. They never seem to know anything more than the individual would have known before they had this experience.
Exactly.
So you wonder what the heck is going on here. Okay, you have this website I'm looking at right now, Phantoms and Monsters, Pulse of the Paranormal. What got you started in this crazy business?
Well, you know, this all started when I was young. I was born and raised near the Gettysburg Battlefield, spent a lot of time there as a kid. Even age 9, 10, I could get on my bike and ride some Saturday afternoon or some summer afternoon to the battlefield. I just liked spending time there. I was a bit of a history nerd when I was younger. And one day, I was on the battlefield in the area, what they call the Valley of Death, which is between Little Round Top, Devil's Den, Wheatfield area. Something happened. I mean, it was like a large screen suddenly opened in front of me. And I started experiencing the battle. I mean, I was seeing soldiers, hearing gunfire, smelling gunpowder. All my senses were heightened. And I was just literally shocked, basically. And this lasted for about 30 seconds. And then just quickly ended, just quickly as it started. So, you know, I had always known, even at a young age, that something was different. And as time went on, I realized I had some intuitive abilities. And I had spent a lot of time on the battlefield subsequent to that. And I had seen a lot of different things there. But, of course, I was seeing a lot of things in a lot of places. I was always been sensitive to spirit energy. Especially locations where the concentration was heavy, like a battlefield or like an antique store or a funeral home or cemeteries and such. It was always there. It seemed to draw to me. And, that's the way it's always been all my life. So, as I started getting older, going through high school, now this was the mid 70s, I started doing paranormal investigating when at a time when, you know, when you said you're a paranormal investigator, you'd get that funny look and people think you're crazy. But I was being asked to look at certain locations to try to discern what was going on. And that's what I did. It was all word of mouth back then, of course. But I was, I started doing this. And very soon after I left high school, I moved to Maryland. I lived down near Baltimore for about 40 years, but I was still doing cases in Pennsylvania and in Maryland. And, for the most part, it was all, spirit investigation, infestations and such. And, but that all changed in 1981 when I had a Bigfoot encounter in Sykesville, near Sykesville, Maryland. And that's kind of where I picked up on the cryptids, and that's kind of been the focus of my investigation. So I'm an eclectic investigator. I look at everything. Everything that's of interest, I jump into. And, that's how Phantoms and Monsters eventually started. I was doing some writing, and I had never been a writer or a reader. I just was not into that. And, but as time had went on, I had been collecting, investigation stories and such from people. And, I was invited to be a guest writer on a website that's down in Maryland. And I did that for a year or so. And people eventually told me, said, look, you need to start a blog or do something like this and keep a record of all this. So in 2005, I started Phantoms and Monsters, and I've been doing it ever since.
In the course of your travels, I assume you encountered Stan Gordon, correct?
Yeah, I've known Stan for quite a while. We bounce cases off each other a lot, and we're in constant contact.
Yeah, Stan has a new book out, and he'll be back on the PowerCast sometime in May. So I just wanted to mention that, because I have a copy. Called Creepy Cryptids. That's a title for it, isn't it?
Creepy. Yeah, I just got that stand on my show recently. And, he's updating his casebook and adding new cases. He's been pretty busy.
Yeah, he's always finding a case to talk about, and he's the kind of guest that you appreciate, where you ask him a question, you can turn off your mic, let him talk. And I don't have to say anything except to do a station break like I'm going to do right now. We've got Lon and Tim and Gene. Means you're in.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor of an eastern Ukraine town where a deadly missile attack on a train station took place Friday says about a quarter of the population plans to stay, this despite an expected Russian advancement. The missile attack on the train station killed at least 52 people, Nate Mook, CEO of World Central Kitchen, tells ABC News he was in the area shortly after the missile attack.
These were innocent women and children and grandmothers trying to evacuate on trains, and they were the target of this attack.
4,000 people were at the station in hopes of leaving the area at the time. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the latest European leader to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Johnson's pledge to give more military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles. That's on top of the additional $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment he has already promised. This is USA Radio News. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins killed in a Saturday morning crash. Florida Highway Patrol says he was trying to cross an interstate when he was hit by a dump truck. He was in Florida to train with teammates ahead of the new NFL season. Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were found not guilty of all charges, but the jury deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Fox and Croft remain in custody. None of the jurors spoke publicly about deliberations. No casualties or serious damage have been reported in Turkey, where a 5.2 magnitude earthquake hit a town in the eastern part of that country. It happened Saturday at 5:02 in the evening local time. Quakes are not uncommon in Turkey because it sits on top of a major fault line. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed down at the end of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
By the way, we're doing the maiden voyage here on this episode of the Paracast for those interested in the technology with Audio Hijack version 4 from a company called Rogue Amoeba. And it's used to capture the audio from different sources, mix it into a single stereo file, and that we use to produce our show. Audio Hijack 4, and we played with it, Tim and I, last week when the thing first came out, and it really does very well. Lon Strickler, Fortean, is with us, telling us about how he got involved and how he came to write his blog on phantoms and monsters and all that good stuff. And we'll talk about that further in this segment because we've got so many stories he can tell us about his investigation. But just one quick question, Lon, before we go on. Can you tell us what your day job is?
Oh, I'm retired now. I've been disabled for over 20 years. I used to be a mechanical engineer. Did that for about 20 years. I was injured on the job. I actually worked as a staff rep and union organizer for United Steelworkers for several years with the International, but I eventually had to stop because of my disability.
I'm sorry to hear that. How did you get your disability?
I kind of fell off a forklift.
Oh.
I was working on a pipe. I was standing on a pallet on the end of a forklift because this thing was about 12 foot up in the air. And I kind of got hit with a pipe after some pressure had backed up and it blew out and it fell back onto the ground from there. And I ruptured several discs in my back.
Ooh, ouch. Now, I walk around with back injury of some sort. I fell on my back when I was a teenager, and every few years, the back acts up, and I run over to a chiropractor, and he snaps things into shape for a period of time. Probably have to go back to him now that I'm 400 years old, but then in the old days. Now, in putting this stuff together here, do you get a chance to actually go out and investigate these cases, Lon, or is it something that comes to you from a witness or somebody who was a fellow investigator?
Well, currently what I normally do, unless it's a local case and I, you know, just go to it and take care of it, I have a team, the Phantoms of Monsters 14 research team. I've got people spread out through North America, but mostly the United States. But, you know, these are folks I've been working with as well for years. I mean, mostly concentrate here in Pennsylvania, but like I said, we're spread out. And, you know, I got a lot of different cases sent to me, a lot of different reports. And we try to get boots on the ground for as many as we possibly can. If we can't, with my core group, we do have 17 investigators. I do have about 25 affiliates I can call to, and we try to get people out there to confront the witnesses and get the report and do the investigation best we can.
How often do you find situations where maybe somebody was just making it up?
It does happen. Not as much as you would probably think. Most of the time when I get a crank like that, somebody gets on the phone, and you can kind of tell what they're telling you, that they're a bit, not above board, let's put it that way. And I just dispense with that quick as I can.
Is there a particular type of case people tend to invent, or does it go all over the place?
It's usually a Bigfoot account. You know, since Bigfoot is kind of the known, well-known cryptid, that's kind of the ones that people try to invent, embellish on. But eventually, it doesn't take a whole lot to see through what they're telling you.
Now, if I was going to ask you, Lon, over the years, following this lore, what do you think is the most interesting or compelling or fact-filled case you've gotten about Bigfoot?
Oh, well.
You can tell us 10 if you need to.
I don't know. I've gotten a lot of different cases. I think those cases where we get some kind of photographic evidence, even though it's not necessarily the best evidence, but it is what it is. And, here in Pennsylvania, we get some pretty interesting reports, folks who have pretty close encounters with these beings. But, you know, as far as one that stands out, I really can't say that I've had that. Most of the Bigfoot cases that I get, I usually refer to other people who are actually doing that specifically. Other than my Bigfoot case, my Bigfoot encounter, I can't really name one that just stands right out to me. You know, there's just been so many of them. I have had some major cases. And, of course, the one we have been working on more recently has been the Chicago Mothman case, which has kind of blown up into a life of its own. But as far as Bigfoot goes, it's kind of a hit and miss thing. We get one here, one there, and we look into it, and if I have somebody who can go to the location and check it out, then we'll do that.
I think that you should tell us about your Bigfoot encounter, Lon. I mean, since this is your first time on the show, it's a fascinating account.
Yeah, this was in May 9th, 1981. I was living in Sykesville, Maryland at the time, and there was a stretch of the south branch of the Patapsco River where I used to do a lot of fly fishing for rock bass and smallmouth. And it was an area I known well. I've been there many times. So it was a nice day, nice sunny day, about 10 in the morning. I was standing in the river fly casting, and I saw a dog over on the north bank And look, the river at this point is no more than 40 foot wide, maybe 35 foot wide. It's not very deep. It's got a few pools and stuff where I used to go to. But this dog was kind of meandering in and out of the weeds, and I didn't pay much attention until I heard it yelping. And when that happened, I looked over in the direction, and I saw something large stand up in the weeds, and this thing was huge. I mean, I saw it from maybe mid-waist up because the weeds were fairly high. But when I looked at it, I couldn't really tell what it was. All I knew was it was big, it was hairy, and, it was probably bipedal. So this thing walked to my left and walked out of the weeds onto the riverbank. And it turned and was standing there looking at me. Now, I was about 40 foot away from it, so I was pretty close. So I was getting a good look at it, and it was about 8 foot in height, maybe 7.5. It was very muscular, definitely male. The genitalia is quite evident. Kind of dark brown matted hair on it. The head was kind of conical, but the face had some distinctive human features to it, though it had a very large brow ridge on it. But it looked more human than it did ape. You know, I've always said that it looked kind of Neanderthal-like, though it was just massive. And this thing looked at me, and it was making a clicking sound, which I later determined was it gnashing its teeth, kind of like a nervous trick or something that it would exhibit when it didn't know what it was looking at. Because it was looking at me, and I was standing there staring at it, not knowing what I was looking at.
Let's break here.
Pardon?
When we're going to do our break here. Lon, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Lon is telling us about being more or less up close and personal with some kind of Bigfoot creature. And you mentioned briefly there Neanderthal-like. Maybe some of these things are leftovers from a pre-human race.
Well, yeah, you know, you have to think maybe relic or something to that effect. But, yeah, that's what it looked like to me. So he and I locked eyes, and I, you know, stood there maybe about 10 seconds, but then after that it turned around very quickly and swiftly walked up into the woods, and I got picked my jaw out of the water. I mean, I'm thinking, what the hell did I just see? So I quickly got out of the river and walked up to my car, got into my car, drove back into Sykesville, which is about a 3-minute drive, found the nearest telephone and called the local police department and told them what I saw. I don't know what I forget what I told them when I saw. I don't think I even used the term Bigfoot, because quite frankly, I didn't really know what a Bigfoot was at that time. You know, she said, well, go back to where you were, and we'll have an officer meet you there. And I'm thinking to myself, now, why would I want to go back there? But I did. I got in the car and drove back. And by the time I got there, which was just several minutes after I got off the phone, there was a Maryland State Police officer already standing there. And he had had one of those old, I don't know, trestle-like barriers on the road made of wood. I pulled up, and he came up to me. He said, you got to leave. I said, well, look, I had just made a report of the encounter I had just had. He said, I don't care. He said, you got to turn around and go back. I said, okay. So I turned around, left, and went home. So after about an hour or so, I decided to go back. And when I got there, I mean, there were vehicles all up and down the road. In fact, I had to park about a quarter mile from where this had happened and get out of my car and walk up there. And when I did get there, there was a Howard County police officer standing there, and I walked up to him, and I said, well, what's going on? He said, you know, somebody, kind of half-jokingly, somebody said they saw Bigfoot. Well, I didn't tell him I'm the one who made the report at that point. So it was interesting because there were people with dogs roaming all around the woods and around the creek, the river and all. And there was a large white tent set up on the far river bank where this thing had been as well. all the jurisdictions seemed to be there, local jurisdictions, including the feds, because there were two black Wagoneers parked there, which is what the feds used to drive back then. I heard a helicopter, didn't see it, but heard it. I'm standing here looking at this thinking, what did I just do? You know, I sparked something. So I didn't stay long. I went ahead and drove back home. And when I did get home, I called some of the local TV stations. And all of them told me, said, look, we'll get back to you in a couple of days. We'll check this out, and we want to get a statement from you. I said, fine. So 4 or 5 days later, I hadn't received any call. So I called one of the news desks and talked to the news editor. And he said, I don't even want to talk to you, and hung up on me. So after that had happened, I had decided that I'm going to look into this myself. And what I did find out eventually was that a woman downstream had had an encounter with this thing about 3 hours previous to mine. But that still wouldn't alarm the police and, you know, the feds and all that that's good looking for this thing. So my thoughts are, now, for folks familiar with the Baltimore-Washington area, there's a lot of government facilities scattered here and there, and many of them are unmarked or unknown. So I don't know. There may very well have been something going on federal-wise with this thing. I can't really tell. Though I have had a police officer who was there later confirm what had been going on. He confirmed it all to me. And he told me he didn't even know why they were all looking around. He was kind of kept in the dark about it. So eventually I started looking into this, and what I found out, you know, something I did know was back in the early 70s, there had been a Bigfoot encounters, several Bigfoot encounters around Sykesville that was being termed the Sykesville Monster. It was specifically seen along the river in Sykesville. There's a large African-American community there, and this thing was breaking into homes, garages, chicken pens, all of that. And the initial story then was reported to the Baltimore Afro-American newspaper, and then it was sent out into the other media. But I had known about this, so a gentleman who I was working with at the time had a lot of family lived down there, and he introduced me to them, and I was getting some very interesting reports that hadn't even been part of the original investigation, and several people who didn't come forward at first. So I was hooked then. That's kind of where I started off with cryptids. And, you know, I still occasionally get information from the supposed Sykesville Monster sightings, but, you know, the area is much more built up compared to what it used to be. But there have been several Class A reports, according to BFRO, in that area as well. I think, including mine, there have been 4 or 5 other ones. So it is an area that's known for Bigfoot activity.
Specifically Class A, meaning?
Well, the information is sufficient enough to believe that there was an actual encounter sighting.
Okay, okay. Now, do you have any personal feeling as to what we're looking at here? I said Neanderthal, some kind of missing link or something that survived through the ages. What do you think?
Well, you know, the years I've been looking into cryptids, moreover, but specifically Bigfoot, I believe that there are indigenous beings. Now, we're talking about the Pacific Northwest, Florida, around some of the Gulf areas. But for the most part, I believe that there is a possibility that Bigfoot and other cryptids are ultra-terrestrial beings. And when I say ultra-terrestrial, I say that these possibly may be some type of interdimensional being that is able to move in and out of a relatively closer linear dimension as opposed to our Earth plane. And I think the fact that we don't have a lot of physical evidence, particularly a body or tissue. And for the most part, these sightings are fleeting. These beings seem to have some type of supernatural aspects to them. It's very hard to get a clear photograph. Some people say they see them literally disappear, and they quickly move away, or, you know, when they're seen and they realize they're being seen, they either cloak themselves or move off to a point where they're just not seen anymore. There's a lot of reasons to believe that this and other cryptids may be something other than indigenous beings, in my opinion.
Let's be more specific about that. Okay, now when I think of something multidimensional, I think of the TV show Primeval, where prehistoric creatures would jump through this portal and come here and wreak havoc. And we'd have the creature of the week and that sort of thing. Now, that's, of course, fiction, but it's a common concept. Why would we assume that they are coming from another dimension as opposed to being something hidden in the woods? Is it because we just can't find where in the woods they come from?
Well, that's one part of it. But I believe as time goes on, we're going to eventually have more information on this. You know, it's basically conjecture and theory now. But, you know, I have been talking to Bigfoot investigators for years, and there was always that flesh and blood camp and the, you know, the multidimensional camp. And the flesh and blood camp was much bigger than the other, but that's kind of been leveling out as years have gone by. People who I had never thought would entertain the fact that these may be supernatural beings are starting to mosey onto that side of the camp now, because it's just becoming more and more difficult to believe that some of these things could literally be living on our Earth plane consistently.
Let's do our break here. Lon, Gene, Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.